not sure there's a coach in the NFL having more fun than the man next to me. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Chris Wilson, the Eagles defensive line coach, who's coaching a group of players who are just getting after it in the preseason.
Yes.
You're having fun with it, aren't you?
I'm having fun. You know, it's a great group of guys, and the scheme makes it fun. You know, what we're doing and on defense and what GM's brought with it, it's been fun. It's exciting for our guys, and it's different. It's really different.
What is it about the scheme that makes it so successful?
Well, what it does is it allows athletes to play in space. And when you got those guys up front, you know, you're always in position to rush the passer. And that's not always the system in a lot of defenses. But, you know, they've got that license in ours, and it makes it fun for our guys up front.
So for the novice who just heard you say that, how do you then play the run? What's the adjustment needed to play the run? Are you playing the run on the way to the quarterback?
You nailed it.
Yeah.
We're playing the run on the way to the quarterback. And obviously, it's like anything. The more you do something, you recognize when it's different. And that's what our guys are realizing. They're rushing so hard and so often. What it does is they recognize run almost simultaneously. I mean, it's been really good for us.
Chris, we're through two preseason games. The defense has 8 takeaways, special teams another one. It seems to be a mentality, a very hungry, ball-hawking, aggressive mentality that I know that Jim Schwartz and the coaches have really emphasized since day one.
Well, you get what you emphasize. And one of the things we've emphasized is A, being physical in the run game, physical in the pass game, challenging every route, challenging every rush, every block. And that mentality is paying off. And again, and when you do that consistently, it allows you to make some big plays.
Let's talk about some of the position groups, the ends and the tackles. First defensive end, we know it's Brandon, and we know Connor, and we know Vinny.
Yes.
How have those three done?
Excellent. You know, what they've done and what I've really been excited, they pushed each other. There's a lot of great competition going on within the room. And instead of competing against each other, they're competing with each other. And that energy, everybody feeds off of. And it makes even our younger guys really take advantage of it.
I'm really impressed with Brandon, who came into the league as a 4-3 end, took some time to adjust as a stand-up outside linebacker, but eventually became a good one.
Yes.
And now is back as a 4-3 hand in the dirt defenseman. Is he more natural as a 4-3 end?
I believe so. You know, what it does is it just eliminates one other variable. One thing that makes Brandon so good, you know, not only is he a really exceptional in the run game, he's a pretty solid pass rusher too. So he has a combination of both qualities.
And how about Connor in the transition from stand-up to hand in the dirt?
It's been fun. You know, and a lot of people forget that at one point Connor played with his hand in the ground a little bit at Houston. And so, you know, it's been a really good transfer. And he's a vet. He knows all the tricks of the trade. He understands all the tools he can use in his toolbox. So he definitely gives us something that we don't have.
For 3 seasons, we saw Vinny Curry in a 3-4, still productive in that 2-gap scheme. How's he made the transition? And he can also play inside, is that correct?
Yes. You nailed it. Vinny's very multiple. He gives us a lot of different options that we can use. We can play him standing up. We can play him with his hand in the ground as a defensive end, as well as a 3 technique. So he's going to be a pleasant surprise for a lot of different opponents.
So behind those 3, what do you have? What do you think you have?
Well, what I think is I've got 3 guys you can win with, not just play. And that's the thing you're looking for. You're looking for guys who give you an opportunity every Sunday to win football games. And I believe you can win with all 3 of those guys.
And then you've got Steven Means, and you've got Marcus and Brian Braman also working in there at defensive end. What kind of progress have they made?
Tremendous. Since OTAs to now, it's like night and day. Guys are understanding the concept of you know, playing with great pad leverage, playing with their hands. And the biggest thing has just been training their eyes. And so the more we do that, the better they've gotten.
What do you make of Marcus Smith, former first-round draft pick?
He's an explosive athlete. He's a guy with great bend. He's a guy who can get on edges. And then he can finish with power. So he's got some things that you really like at a guy doing the things that we ask those guys to do in this defense.
And Steven has been very productive in the 2 preseason games. That spin move, the power, really seems to get to the spot.
Yeah, he does. And you know, what Steven does is he shows up for work every day. I mean, I know everybody likes to use that hard hat mentality, but what that looks like is him. You know, he shows up, he comes to work, he comes to get things done and to improve every week, and that's what he's been doing.
Chris, you coached Fletcher Cox for 2 years at Mississippi State. Compare young Fletcher to the man who is an all-pro defensive tackle now.
Well, the biggest thing is that he kind of understands, you know, who he is, first of all, and what he has to, you know, what the tool set that he's been blessed with. And so what he does every day, he's always out there trying to refine it, always trying to get a little bit better. And one of the big things is when you coach him, he gets it. You know, you can't teach experience, and he has that now under his belt. So now it's just improving him on a day-to-day basis.
For players like Benny Logan and Taylor Hart and Bo Allen, 3-4-2 gap again to this 4-3, how have they done?
Really good. They're powerful men. And that's the one thing that you look for in a group. Not just big, but they're explosive. I mean, when I talk about those things, they know how to knock guys back. And coming from a 3-4, they know how to use their hands well. So, you know, now that we got them going forward every snap, I think it makes them even better.
Chris, I think I know how you'll answer this question, but I will ask it anyway. Do you think this group should be considered one of the best in the league?
Yes, I think
we have. You answered it differently then. Okay, good.
I do. I think so. I expect expectations. You know, and that's the standard, you know. And when you got a group of guys who have experience, they're not a bunch of rookies in this league. These are guys who've played in the National Football League. There should be a standard, and there should be a high standard. So I expect great things from them.
Well, that's exciting. It's been great for two games in the preseason here. Game number three, the importance of this is, and we all talk about it being as close to a regular season game as you'll get in the preseason. Do you see it any differently than the first two games?
Again, maybe this is the rookie NFL coach in me, but I just go out to compete every day. I mean, and improve every day. And I don't really think about if it's preseason or other than the number of reps a guys may get. I don't even consider. I just go out there and say, hey, these are the things we need to improve on, and these are the things we need to get better at.
And I'm assuming that is the message that you tell the guys every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. It's consistently improving. And that's what we control. We don't, you know, if I control winning and losing, I wouldn't be here.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, thank you for your time.
Yes.
Great things so far in the preseason. Great things to come for the Eagles defensive line. Thanks to Chris Wilson for joining us here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.